We've been talking a lot about families in the past month or so. That's also because Pope Benedict XVI travelled to Valencia in Spain at the beginning of July to close the Fifth World Meeting of Families with a heartfelt appeal to families to create loving homes. Of course, there are many different perspectives one can choose to look at the reality of families today, and many are the reasons one can find to explain why the family as such is in crisis. I've chosen to look at it from a mother's point of view, a breadwinning mother with professional skills and expertise who suddenly finds herself earning less money and being given less career opportunities than someone else, someone who's not a mother, with exactly the same qualifications as herself. This, I found out, is a very common situation, and most certainly one that doesn't encourage, let alone help, women who decide to set up a family. To find out more, I called up the Equal Opportunities Commission in London. Robert Holdsworth is press officer there. To start with, he told me what the EOC does.
We're a statutory body. We were set up when the Sex Discrimination Act came into force back in 1975. And we're there to ensure the rights of men and women under the Sex Discrimination Act, to ensure equality for women and men.
Unfortunately, that still has to be done, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, recently we marked the 30th anniversary of the Sex Discrimination Act, and we use it as an opportunity to take stock of what happened over the last 30 years. And what we saw is that undoubtedly there'd been great strides in tackling sex discrimination, but unfortunately problems still persist. For example, there's a gender pay gap. 30 years ago, women were paid around 40% less per hour than men. Now, that gap has reduced in the last 30 years, but it's still around, and you know, it's, I guess, you know, as we move into the 21st century, it really isn't right that we still have these kind of problems.
I've been reading, this is an American study, but not only do women get paid less, but mothers get paid less than non-mothers. Would you agree with that?
Well, certainly becoming a mother is one of the key causes of the pay gap. It's sad to see that there are specific problems that working mothers face in employment through not getting paid enough, and also the types of jobs that they do as well. I mean, there are various causes for the pay gap, but what we find often is that women, as they start their careers, are still generally paid less than men, but the gap is quite small, but the gap expands greatly when women become mothers. So yes, it is a specific problem.
I've also read that as women's roles continue to evolve and more women than ever are in the workforce, public and private policies that affect parenting and the workplace remain largely unchanged. And this results that parents and mothers in particular struggle to balance the needs of their children with the demands of the workplace.
It is certainly a struggle. I mean, what we've seen over the last 30 years is the increasing employment of women and mothers, because the economic reality of today means that most households are dual income. You know, in order to support your children, you often, you know, need two incomes. So there has been increasing employment for mothers, but of course that raises questions about who cares for children, and there's often a struggle to balance, you know, get working to earn money with caring for children, and not just children as well. It's caring for elderly relatives or disabled relatives. So there is certainly a specific problem with combining work and care. But I think it's something that the government now realising is such an important issue to people, because it affects people's lives. And I think people are starting to take notice of this.
What's being done, Robert?
For example, one way to sort of help people is to enable people to balance that work and care. And one way to do that is, for example, flexible working. So obviously it would be very hard to work long hours if you had to combine it with care for your children. So more and more workplaces are looking at flexible working, part-time working, so that people can balance the two. There are other ways, and there's been a huge public investment in childcare, for example. And that's, again, a very important issue. People need affordable childcare. So there are various policies that are coming up, and also maternity leave and paternity leave. But I think we need more action on these fronts in order so that people can genuinely feel that they're able to work and be parents as well.
That hits the nail on the head. Moms are not just crying out for a better, or at least fair and equal pay. What they really want is to live a life in which they aren't cracking under pressure. And that's when they've already had the children. What about prior to that? Is it true that more often than not, a woman's career risks coming to a grinding halt the moment she tells her boss she's pregnant?
That's right. Well, there is a specific problem with pregnancy discrimination in the workplace. In fact, we carried out a 2-year investigation into this, and we found that 45% of pregnant women did suffer unfair treatment as a result of their pregnancy, which is really terrible, you know. I mean, that's nearly 50% of mothers who are pregnant in the workforce, and really, these problems shouldn't really arise. I think there is still a lot of uncertainty amongst both employers and actually pregnant women themselves as to rights and responsibilities when they're pregnant. But there is also a wider problem, and it's like you said, many women find that their career suffers. You often hear the phrase glass ceiling that applies to women. They can progress up the workforce up to a certain point, and then, you know, when they become mothers, they can't go any further. You can see this in reality, because if you look at the sort of the top of industry, you look at MPs, you can see that, you know, in the positions of highest power, women are still very much underrepresented. So I think, yeah, I think the glass ceiling is certainly a problem.
Robert led me to understand that it will take many years still before that glass ceiling is finally shattered. However, he says things are looking up.
I think things are already progressing. We certainly think more needs to be done. But I think people are really catching up with that this is an issue that just can't be ignored. You said earlier that it's traditionally been looked as a private issue, but I think now people are looking at this as a public issue, and it's something that government needs to take notice of, because there are economic reasons looking at it as well. I mean, in order to have a strong economy, you need both men and women to be working at the best of their abilities. So it's crucial that you get, just because someone's a mother, she should still be able to work at the best possible level. But I think also we're seeing that people really value time with their children, both mums and dads, and being able to spend time with their children is something that really matters to people. And I think politicians are starting to realise that there are votes to be won for tackling these issues. So.
Absolutely. I think a lot of mums have a lot to give as well. I mean, being a mother does widen your horizons. Couldn't that be an asset on the job?
It certainly can. I mean, it seems crazy for employees to think, since becoming a mother, that someone's, you know, skill or abilities is in any way sort of reduced. Like you said, the skills are gained as well. So, and I think if you look at it through a purely, you know, economic sense, it makes sense, because, you know, you should have everyone working if they wish to. And I think that's why people want to make this change.
One of the fronts the EOC is tackling is the one concerning pensions, and specifically women's pensions. Because, as Robert explains, women workers fare badly in this field as well.
In the UK, the government are currently looking to reform the pension system, and this is certainly something that's long overdue. Women fare very badly under the current pension system. The pension system is based around people working for their entire lives and doesn't currently take any account of when people take time out of the workforce to become parents or carers. And consequently, we have a huge number of women that aren't getting a decent pension. I mean, less than 1 in 5 women are currently entitled to a full basic state pension, which is shocking, and it often leads into poverty and retirement. So we're looking for the pension system to be changed so that it recognises the contribution that both women and men make to society. One of the things that we've suggested, and I think the government are taking note of, is the fact that in order to contribute to society, you don't just have to work. You know, caring for a child is just as important as work sitting in an office. And I think once we have that equal recognition, we should have better pensions entitlement for women.
Well, caring for a child is building a future for the world, isn't it?
It's building tomorrow's workforce, especially with pensions. I mean, the way the pension system works, today's workers are paying for the current pensioners, so, you know, caring for a child is really paying for the future of the economy. So it's obviously a vital job. And really, it's pretty shocking that it's come to, in 2006, that vital contribution has still not been properly recognised. You know, I think it's time that's changed.
One way, Robert says, to go about obtaining change is to get men involved in the process. And this, he rightly points out, is in the interest of all and ultimately of the family.
Discrimination that affects a mother is going to affect her partner as well, and so it has just as much an impact if it affects the whole family, it impacts on men and women. So it's in everyone's interests to really end this discrimination. And I think we're seeing more of that as well, especially when you look at the family. Traditionally, it's always been the mother's role that's been focused on. And what we're seeing from our own research is that men are increasingly wanting to take a role in being an involved father, being an active father. And I think getting men and fathers more involved as well is also going to help to end the discrimination.
It's often said that being a mother is perhaps the most important and most difficult job on the planet. Personally, I don't think that's a cliche at all. And that's why, while mothers raise their children out of an innate sense of love and nurturing, it's also important that the conditions in which they raise their children be fair and serene, allowing those children to become happy, healthy, and productive adults that can guarantee a future of well-being to the nation and to the world.